You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
It's Wednesday Wonders, science fiction and fantasy on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated R and is recommended restricted for anyone under the age of 17.
Okay, everyone, thank you for attending the Green Horizons inaugural staff meeting. I'll be your chairperson, Gino Whelan.
Hi, Gino. I'm Peter. Peter Savage. I'm 25. Capricorn?
Not the time, Peter. Wait. Your second name is Savage?
Yeah.
How do I not know your full name?
It's crazy considering we're best friends.
No, it's crazy because you're my employee.
Well, you don't know my real name.
Your real name isn't Rebecca Roy?
Oh, Peter.
Well, my real name is Jillian, but everyone calls me Jilly.
All right, we're losing focus here.
What's your real name, Gino?
What? It's Gino. Gino Whelan.
Yeah, but what does Gino stand for?
Gino?
No, but is it short for something?
What did you think it was short for?
Jennifer?
So all of this time, you thought my God-given name was Jennifer Whelan.
Yeah, I thought it was odd, but then again, he's called Bernard, so I just thought...
Hold on now. Bernard is a perfectly normal name.
Yeah, if you're a dog.
What are you talking about?
I knew a dog that bit my tongue, and his name was Bernard.
Peter, are you even a real person?
How did it bite your tongue, Peter?
I was licking him, obviously.
Obviously.
Lads, we have gone seriously off topic here. Where's my minute taker?
That's me, Gino. Want me to read back what I already have?
That's not...
Peter has a second name. Rebecca isn't a real name. Bernard has a silly name. Peter thought Gino was called Jennifer. Peter got bitten on the tongue by a dog.
Good lord.
How's that, Gino?
Concise.
Bernard is a normal person's name.
Where's Joe?
Asleep.
He sleeps a lot. Do you think he's dying?
No, why would you think that?
Because he's old and shit. Dibs all the stuff.
Oh man, now she gets his shoes? I wanted those.
Okay, see this percolator? Okay, this is a magic percolator. Only the person holding the magic percolator may speak.
Can I hold it? I really need to ask Becca something.
No, you can't have his shoes.
Darn it.
Shut up. Now, the meeting is to discuss our current financial situation.
Being that we're broke.
Magic percolator! And yes, we have no money, but I may have solved the issue. I have a contact with a contractor on the city ship New Geneva, which just so happens to be doing a flyby of Pentas as we speak. He's found work for us that should keep us going for a while longer. We've even been given free docking, so we don't need to worry about raiding parties.
What's the job?
It's an advisory role with the New Geneva Inquisitorial Force.
So we'll be working with the Order?
Not we, just Peter.
Me? Why?
I told him about your past, not the illegal shite, the soldiering and all that, and they were happy to have you. Also, New Geneva is as far removed from the Order as the Rebels. Pretty chill ship, really.
So I'll be working. What will all you guys be doing?
Well, I don't know about everyone else, but I'm going to stay in the cockpit, drink some box wine and avoid any and all mishaps and adventures.
I might have one with you, Gino. Been a while since the Steel and Whelans had a drink together, eh?
Literally nobody calls us that.
Well, they should.
No, because that would be absolutely terrible for a business that transports other people's property.
The Steel and Whelans.
Please stop.
Wait, is that what we do?
What?
Cargo transport?
Well, yes, it's our primary job, among other things.
Huh, I never knew.
To be fair, Gino, we haven't actually gotten a haulage contract in a very long while.
Yeah, well, our business is slow, I'll give you that.
No, Gino. Continental drift is slow. Our business is dead.
Well, this job should change all of that.
But it's not cargo haulage.
I think we need a rebrand.
Ooh, can we be an improv troupe or a roving band of entertainers?
Now, that's a dead business.
Is that the wine there?
Yep. Got it in Largos. Only 4 credits. Can you believe it?
Gino, this is cooking wine.
So, people eat cooking chocolate?
No, they don't.
Cooking apples, surely.
Jesus, no, that's disgusting.
Well, look at Miss Fancy Feckin' Notions eating regular apples and drinking brand name wine.
I pity your doctor.
Never been to one.
Sweet Jesus.
I think I might head into the market. See if I can buy a switchblade or a venomous spider.
Oh, he could be a little friend for Frank.
Hey, Rebecca, why don't we make a girly day of it? We'll buy dresses and makeup and talk about boys.
Trust me, you don't want to have that conversation.
Nope, don't like that.
Well, we could get some ice cream.
Pass.
Pass what? The ice cream or me coming with you?
Yes.
I think what she's saying, Sonia, is that she's too cool for you.
Precisely, Brian.
And now she's pretending not to know my name. Makes her seem aloof and uncaring.
No, I genuinely can't remember your name.
We just had a conversation about it.
I got bored. Anyway, I'm sure it's close to Brian. You're Brian now.
Oh, well, that's hurtful.
Right, lads, the new Geneva is about to come into range. Bernard?
Brian?
Heat up the reserve thrusters. We got a city to get to.
Not that anyone cares, but I have plans too, you know.
Now, Bernard, you better not be going somewhere that could land you in jail again.
As I've said a million times, that was a complete misunderstanding. I'm no rebel or terrorist or feckin' galactic assassin. I'm going to a jazz club, if you must know.
What kind of jazz?
Don't worry, it's government approved.
Okay, because I don't have a friend of a friend who can bail you out here, lad.
I might be able to help you with the cops if you get stuck, Brian.
I'm really looking forward to this. A nice relaxing break on a completely safe ship.
I bet something bad is going to happen.
Don't you dare. Ah, New Geneva. Drink it in, lads.
Just as beautiful as it was when we were kids, Gino.
You two were here before?
Yeah. Mom and Dad brought us here when we were kids.
Sorry, I just can't imagine Gino being a child. Where are your parents now?
They're... Well...
They're dead, Sonia.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. We had a brother too, Ricky. He's dead too.
Oh, Jesus, Gino. How did...
Ricky die? Well, he fell.
Oh, no.
Into a thresher.
What?
To ribbons, they found him.
Oh, God.
We didn't know. By the time we figured out what happened, Ricky had been spread all over half a dozen feel of sweet corn.
Gino, I...
He's messing, Sonia. There's no Ricky.
Arsehole.
Hey, don't get mad. My parents are still dead. And so go back to feeling sorry for me.
Dickhead.
Hey, you ready?
Yeah, hopefully there's less pricks in New Geneva.
I clearly missed something, but I really don't care. Let's go before I literally die from boredom.
Bit dramatic, no?
I'm a teenager.
Fair.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi, Peter.
Gino, did your guy say if I could bring my own gun?
No, he didn't, Peter, and I never thought to ask, funnily enough.
Oh, well, that's okay. I didn't know whether to take my Seether high-impact proton rifle, my Drake immolation grenades, or my Dragoon hand cannon, so I flipped a coin and went with the hand cannon.
How do you flip a coin with three choices?
Gino, unlock the hatch, will you?
All right, like cool jets, I was just about to... What's the name of the place you're going to, by the way? Just so I know that when I hear a jazz bar harbouring Alliance spies has been raided.
Very funny, Gino. It's called the Brass Band. And like I said, it's totally legal. An above board establishment.
Okay, lad, if you say so. Now, door's open. So everyone, if you'll kindly get the fuck out.
You're more pleasant drunk. Do you know that?
You know, I gave up once and everyone begged me to become an alcoholic again. I think I might be onto something.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Peter.
Don't fuck this up for us, Peter, or I'll leave you here.
Be nice to him. He's an artist.
He's a lanky idiot.
Later, losers.
Now make sure you're holding hands with Mammy Sonia at all times. Don't talk to any strangers, and if they offer you sweeties, run to the nearest adult. And if you come across a Corzaline dealer, get me some. I'm hanging for some crush.
You're a terrible person.
Love you too.
Don't fly off on me again.
I can't guarantee that.
Bye, Bernie. Oh, please be careful.
Same to you, Jilly.
Oh, but I'm only having a few with Gino.
Exactly.
This is nice, isn't it?
What?
Me and you. We haven't had the chance to just chat, you know? So, Gino's something else.
What are you doing?
What? I'm just chatting.
Why was he the first thing you thought of?
What, Gino? I don't know.
Right. Anyway, it's pointless. I don't chat.
What do you mean?
I didn't exactly do a lot of chatting in Hybrex, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, but life's behind you now. Now you can...
What? Buy dresses and makeup? Sonia, you can take the girl out of Hybrex, but you can't take Hybrex out of the girl.
Do you want a switchblade?
I thought you'd never ask.
Okay, this is good. I'm empowering you to protect yourself. Maybe I can show you some combat techniques with one.
Oh, trust me. I'm pretty familiar. Aim for the balls and don't stop.
That won't always work, Redbecca. I know a few moves that would take down a whole gang of armed assailants.
No offence, Sonia, but you don't strike me as the badass knife fight type.
Well, what type do I strike you as?
I don't know, the boring type?
I'm not boring. Hey you, show me your best switchblades and fast.
What do you say to me?
May I see your switchblades, please?
Oh, so cool.
Do you just carry that butcher knife with you everywhere you go, or...?
I use it when people disrespect me. Now here you go. Finest blades in New Geneva.
Your cheapest is 60 credits. Bit steep, no?
What was that?
I'll take it.
You're a real badass.
Well, there goes all my shopping money.
Oh, it just broke. This is freaking hilarious.
What? But I paid 60 credits for it. That is it. Hey you. I demand a full refund, or I swear to God.
Hi there. I was told to come to the police station. Here, I have a gun.
Whoa, take it easy there, sir.
Oh, you have one too.
I have an R mail at reception. Request immediate backup.
Oh, hey, don't worry, buddy. I'm here to help.
What's going on here? Drop your weapon.
Now, if you're implying that I would drop a Dragoon hand cannon to the floor, you're crazy banana pants, buddy. I could damage Maria. That's what I call her.
What are you doing here?
I'm Peter Savage. You guys asked for my help.
Oh, you the guy.
Yeah, why else would I just walk into your police station armed?
We thought maybe you were trying to shoot up the place.
Oh golly gosh no, what a hilarious mix-up.
Are you really the guy?
Yeah, and I'm a pretty good shot too, but my real passion is art. Here, take a look at these. I call this one, Muscle Sprouts.
What the hell am I looking at? Look, never mind that. Can you handle yourself in a firefight?
I've been in more than a few skirmishes, Officer Sergeant... Mr.
Wick, Captain Wick. Look, we're planning on taking down a suspected Corzaline distributory in the city. Intel says a few crush heads are sitting on half a mil. More than likely they'll come quietly, but we need the extra muscle just in case they decide to turn New Geneva into the Wild West.
Well, I can be your extra muscle. Sprout, did you see what I did there?
Please don't joke.
Okie dokie.
Look, I saw your file and it's exemplary. So I'm going to have to go by that, but you're not what I expected.
My mom says that all the time.
Okay, we roll out in 1 hour. Get suited and meet us in the armed response car out front. Got it?
Okie dokie.
And stop saying okie dokie.
Okie dokie. I mean, yes, Captain. Happy to be of assistance.
I'm going to kill that contractor.
I nailed that. Didn't I nail that?
No, you did not.
Now, what do you know?
I like your art.
Thank you.
Cheers, Gino.
I can feel my stomach lining dissolving.
Hey, do you want to play a drinking game?
No, God, no. Last time I got involved in a drinking game with you was Anna Camila. I got so rat-arsed on Drink and Crush that I passed out on the floor.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. We all thought you died.
What? No, you didn't.
Yeah, we did. You were pale and your eyes were open. You looked like you overdosed and died.
Did any of you try and do anything?
Nah, we just kept drinking.
So, you thought I was dead, and your reaction is to continue the session?
Well, you were long gone, Gino. Nothing that could be done. It just would have been a waste of a good week.
You turned it into a wake?
Yeah. Ah, well, we all said lovely things about you. Except Mortlock. He said some truly horrible things. Cutting. Very personal.
Chilly, that is fucked up.
Oh, look, someone's at the door.
We'll get back to this. Right, let's activate the hatch door camera.
It's a woman. Is she a salesperson?
Hang on, I'll ask. What do you want?
My name is Sister Marilyn Anna. I was wondering if you had heard the good word.
Ah, brilliant. It's a missionary. Let's bring her in and mess with her. I just put some genital herpes pics in the gross drawer.
I don't know, Gino. What if she's mad?
Of course she's mad. She's a missionary. Come on in, love. Doors are open. We're in the cockpit waiting to hear all about Jeebus.
Gino, I really don't think this is a good idea.
Hello there, sister. Take a seat and tell me all about how we live is an abject sin and can only be saved by our Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh no, I'm not here to preach the testaments, Captain. You see, there's a living prophet among us who demands your praise.
Living prophet? Oh shit.
What are you talking about?
Why, Calvin Olivier, of course. Who else?
Gillian, she's a second Puritan.
Gino, What's in her bag?
Yeah, Marilyn, what's in the bag? It's Sister Marilyn Anna, and the bag contains your cleansing. If you are indeed unclean, as I suspect.
The firebomb, Gino.
I guess that, Jill, you Puritans, you just love burning people. Only those deserving a cleansing shall be kissed by flame. Calvin Olivier has gifted me the ability to resist fire. The firebomb, as you call it, it shall not harm me.
Oh God, believe me, love, it bloody will.
Love? Is that what you call me? Do you know love? The love of being blessed, pure and untempted?
I know that someone who goes around turning people into roasted marshmallows can't have a lot of love in their heart.
Then you know nothing, Captain, for Calvin Olivier loves us all. He weeps to see what we have become and wishes to cleanse us.
With fire, yeah, we heard that.
Tell me, sister, are you pure?
I'm pure terrified right now.
No, sister. Do you still hold your modesty?
What are you on about?
Jill, she wants to know, have you...
What?
Carnal lust, my sister.
Sex? What about it?
Have you engaged in the sin of it?
Well, not since Alchemenia.
What? With who?
Dimitri's cousin, Andrea.
Andrea? Isn't he a model for, like, Alchemenia menswear?
Yeah.
Fair play.
I know.
So you are touched, spoiled, tainted?
Hey now, I'm not gone off tin of beans.
I pity you, and I weep for you, my sister. I am pure and untarnished. Only Calvin Olivier has touched my womanhood.
Big surprise there.
I beg your pardon?
Well, that's the way, isn't it? A fella goes around claiming he's holy, creates a cult, and has sex with all the female followers.
It's a marrying of the spirits. Not that disgusting word which you use.
They always make it sound pure, Marilyn, Anna. But it's the same thing, girl.
No, I am pure. Watch.
Oh, no. Wait. Maybe you could change your beliefs. I mean, I have been in the market for a new savior. I'm sure Calvin Olivier would be happy with two new followers rather than three charred corpses.
Do you feel as though there is room in your heart too, sister?
Oh, yeah. You could park the ship in it. There's so much room.
Okay. Well, let us start from the beginning. Calvin Olivier was conceived immaculately in a small village on the planet Demeter in the year 2232.
Welcome to the brass band. What will it be, sir?
Could I have a whiskey neat, please?
Coming up.
Are there any seats?
There seems to be a seat available at the table over there beside that gentleman. Now, 2 credits, please.
2? Ah, Jesus. Bit steep.
I'm sorry, sir?
Ah, nothing. Thanks very much. Sorry, do you mind me taking up the land next to yours? Sorry, just a bit of a joke.
I'm sorry, what?
Nothing. Are you all right?
Yes, I am, thank you.
American?
Chicago originally.
Ah, lovely spot that.
I'm sorry?
It's a nice place. Feck, it's loud.
Yes, I suppose it is.
Is it always this busy at 2 p.m.?
It's the lunchtime rush.
Sorry?
The lunchtime rush.
All right, like the offices and stuff. Is that what you do?
No, it's higher up.
Higher up? Like corporate?
No, you could say it's the highest calling.
A call center. That's grand work.
What do you do?
Me, I'm an engineering officer.
Ah, so like space travel?
Yes, exactly. Sorry, I didn't get your name.
It's Damien. And you? That accent, that's Irish.
Yes, it is. Bernard's my name.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Bernard.
Nice to meet you, Damien. So, are you here because of the lunchtime rush, too?
Yes, you could say that.
Not pleasure, no.
Well, my pleasure is supposed to come afterwards.
Oh, is it now? Can I help with that?
I'm not sure. Before I came, I was set on going through with it, but now, being here, seeing all these people, I don't know.
I know how you feel, but trust me, once you go through with it, it'll be like a weight off your shoulders.
No, I don't think I can now.
Why not? You're here now, you've come all this way. You'll be glad you did it. Come on, you can do it with me.
Oh, are you one of us too?
What gave it away?
Okay, as long as I know we'll both survive.
Jesus, what did you have in mind?
Okay. Here we go. Oh God, it's not working.
You're probably just nervous.
I need to go. I need to get out of here.
We can get a hotel room, maybe. Wait, come back. You forgot your bag. Shite. This thing's heavy. What's in it? Oh, sweet Jesus, now I understand. Barmaid?
Another whiskey, sir?
No, no, I'm fine. Listen, I need to tell you something, and I need you to not panic. That guy I sat beside had a bomb in his bag, which seems to have misfired, so I'm gonna need you to calmly call the bomb disposal as quick as humanly possible.
Oh, sweet Jesus, a bomb? Oh my God, everybody run, that guy's holding a bomb!
Back in Egypt! This is the place. Men, arm yourselves.
Lawrence Dietermeyer, this is the New Geneva Inquisitorial Police. You are ordered under the special counsel to make yourself available for questioning to allow for the unrestricted search of your property and seizure of your materials. Failure to comply will result in the storming of property and using any force necessary to carry out your warrant.
Hey, fuck you, bitch.
Lawrence Dietermeyer, this is your final warning.
Suck my dick, woman. I ain't coming out without a fight.
Officer Douglas, please use the enforcer to break down the door.
Three, two, one. Douglas!
Shit, where's the shooter?
It was a shotgun on a string.
A damn trap, bastards! Douglas?
Ow, owie.
He's okay. The helmet stopped the buckshot.
My cheese was cheese before you even knew, man.
Okay, in the broad term, he's quite concussed. Peter.
Yeah?
You with me. I hope you're as good as they say.
I hope so, too.
Lead the way, Savage. Movement to your left.
Oh, Maria, you naughty girl.
Peter.
I see him. Any of these guys, Lawrence?
No, keep your eyes open.
Behind you!
You are good!
It's a matter of opinion, really. I mean, I think I'm a better vegetable artist, but...
Peter!
Right, sorry. Not the time.
The only room left is the living room. He must be there. Mr. Dietermeyer, we know you're hiding behind a couch. Come out!
Hang on, Captain. I got this. Hey, Lawrence. This is Peter. Peter Savage. I'm 25, a Capricorn. I love art, history, and my best friend is an alcoholic and drug-abusing Irish space captain. But most importantly, Lawrence, I'm currently holding Maria, a Mark I Dragoon hand cannon. Now, Maria here is capable of shooting through your couch, through you, through the concrete holding this here building up, through the ship, and eventually come to a gentle stop halfway to Solaris. Now, I've currently put two of your friends in body bags and one of your friends into two. So, before you want to end up as Maria's next ex-person, I kindly urge you to drop your weapon, slide it on over, put up your hands, and stop being a total butthead.
Okay, I'm coming out. Just don't shoot.
Phew. Well, that was fun. Good job, Captain. High five?
No.
Okay.
High ten!
Oh, wow, okay. Getting into the spirit of things. I like it. I hope my friends are having as much fun as I am.
Chauncey Haworth, Mark Slade, and Lothar Tuppen, the demented minds behind the Twisted Pulp Radio Hour, bring you Twisted Pulp Magazine, a journey beyond surreality, to worlds you never knew or hoped existed, worlds of the supernatural, worlds of dark satire, worlds of nightmarish futures. Twisted Pulp Magazine. If you thought the 21st century was weird enough already, think again. Twisted Pulp Magazine. A step beyond your grandfather's pulp. Available at digitalvaudeville.com. That's digitalvaudeville.com.